It's funny, those six notes, or however many it is, well, they were protected under copyright. Well, at least that was the theory, but I know I covered this in a previous podcast, but now there has been a legal ruling on the situation, and it turns out that, well, the copyright claims on the song were basically invalidated, and it's, you know, I guess it was a particular piano arrangement or something, if you read through the story, but the idea was is that the actual words, of course, are, you know, happy birthday to you, right? Or actually the history of the song, the notes were, it was actually like a good morning to you song. And that's where the original lyrics were. And they decided to make it a happy birthday song as well. But in any case, the people that supposedly had the copyright supposedly never had the copyright in the first place. The song actually goes back, to the late 19th century, if you get right down to it. But the music industry has been making $2 million a year in royalties on that song ever since it came out. But of course the people that are that sued for this copyright to be overturned are probably going to turn this into a class action lawsuit now, or thinking about doing that, because the Warner Chappell has been collecting royalties on a song that it really doesn't own the copyrights to, and so a lot of people could potentially get their money back, but it seems to me that the only people that are actually going to make their money in this situation is the lawyers. But hopefully now we will see more people use the song Happy Birthday. Maybe we'll see less less weird renditions when you go to a chain restaurant, they sing Happy Birthday, and I always wondered why all the different song, all the different restaurants, when they would do the happy birthday thing or whatever, they wouldn't do the song that everybody knows. But apparently it has to do with the copyright to this song, and now hopefully they can stop doing that silly stuff and just use the actual song that everybody knows, or at least in the United States and probably in other parts of the world as well, but whatever. So this is it's cool. And it's one of those things, I guess it's, they could potentially figure out who really owns the copyright to the song, but the parties are, long since dead at this point. So it'll be really interesting if they can actually dig up who really owns the rights to the song. But, my guess is that it's probably more trouble than it's worth. And, I don't even think in the grand scheme of things that Warner Chappell was charging, it would be too much for me to pay for the little bit that I hummed at the beginning, but certainly for a movie or something. Yeah. I mean, the grand scheme of things, a few thousand dollars for that is not too much, but it did, I did see how it, affected certain other things that have, that originally had the rights to do it, but when they try to reproduce it, they don't have the rights to do it, and so because they only bought it for a specific use, and now hopefully that will eliminate some of those weird things that occur as a result of that. So anyway, just one of those things, I guess. Copyrights can get overturned. Who knew? But happy birthday to, the copyright. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said happy birthday, but that's. But yes, happy birthday. No longer under copyright. Way cool. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.